Hello again, Larry Johnson here, host of Arias and Songs. Today we examine some interesting professions pursued by characters in opera, operetta, and musical shows. We will hear from a soldier, some sailors, a doctor, a cobbler, and a post office worker. However, I would like to begin today's program with a most clever man who seems to know everybody's business. Isn't it true that we tell all to our hairdressers and barbers? Well, here is a barber we all know. His name is Figaro.
Fate fortuna, non mancherà. Solo il factotum per la città, solo il factotum per la città.
the all-knowing Barber of Seville, Figaro, singing Largo al Factotum. Sesto Bruscantini was heard with the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra, conducted by Vittorio Gui. In Carl Zeller's operetta, Der Vogelhändler, we meet Christel, who works for the local post office. She tells us, Ich bin der Christel von der Post. I am Christel the post girl, and I deliver letters of joy and sorrow, bills or perhaps even a summons in summer or winter, in storm or in frost. Here to fill our mailbox is Elisabeth Schwarzkopf.
Geht's wie frischer Most, wie frischer Most. Fahre ich Trupp über Berge und Hügel, sitz auf dem Bock und handel die Züge. Bin schon seit Jahren stets mitgefahren, Sommer und Winter bei Sturm und bei Frost. Bin die Christel von der Post. Hier bring ich Grüße, dort bring ich Küsse, bald aus Tirol, bald aus der Schweiz. Dort kommt ein Schreiben, was sein zu treiben, all jeder kennt das ja.
Elisabeth Schwarzkopf as Christel, whose job it is to deliver the mail. She sang Ich bin der Christel von der Post from Zeller's Der Vogelhändler. Otto Ackermann led the Philharmonia Orchestra. During World War I in London, there was a hit show called Chu Chin Chow, based loosely on Ali Baba and the 40 Thieves, taking place in a highly romanticized Middle East. A pastiche of nearly nude dancing girls, a camel, and all types of characters coming and going, it was seen by nearly 3 million people in wartime London and ran for more than 5 years. It was so popular, there was even a silent film version, which does seem kind of odd for a musical. One of the hit tunes was The Cobbler's Song. Like Hans Sachs in Die Meistersinger, we have another man who works tirelessly at his trade. Here is a singer from New Zealand, Inia Te Wiata.
I sit and cobble at slippers and tune from the rise of sun to the set of moon. Cobble and cobble as best I may, cobble all night and cobble all day, and I sing as I cobble this doleful lay. The stouter I cobble, the less I yearn for the soul's near crack, nor the upper's turn. The better my work, the less my pay. But work can only be done one way. And as I cobble with thread, I judge the world by the way they tread. Heels one thick and soles one thin, toes turned out and toes turned in. There's food for thought in a sandal skin. for prince and commoner, poor and rich, stand in need of the cobbler's stitch. Why then worry what lies before? Hangs this life by a thread? No more. I sit and cobble at slippers and tune, from the rise of sun to the set of moon. Cobble and cobble as best I may, cobble all night and cobble all day, and I sing as I cobble this doleful land.
Inia Te Wiata has sung the cobbler's song from the show Chu Chin Chow. Now we hear from a man who began working as an office boy in an attorney's firm. He becomes the Right Honorable Sir Joseph Porter, First Lord of the Admiralty in Gilbert and Sullivan's HMS Pinafore. Let's hear baritone George Baker telling us just how he did it.
I served a term as office boy to an attorney's firm. I cleaned the windows and I swept the floor, and I polished up the handle of the big front door. I polished up that handle so carefully that now I am the ruler of the Queen's Navy.
He polished up the handle so carefully that now he is the ruler of the Queen's Navy.
As office boy, I made such a mark that they gave me the post of a junior clerk. I served the writs with a smile so bland, and I copied all the letters in a big round hand.
He copied all the letters in a big round hand.
I copied all the letters in a hand so free that now I am the ruler of the Queen's Navy.
He copied all the letters in a hand so free that now he is the ruler of the Queen's Navy.
In serving writs, I made such a name that an article clerk I soon became. I wore clean collars and a brand new suit for the pass examination at the Institute.
For the pass examination at the Institute.
That pass examination did so well for me that now I am the ruler of the Queen's Navy.
That pass examination did so well for me that now he is the ruler of the Queen's Navy.
Of legal knowledge, I acquired such a grip that they took me into the partnership. And the junior partnership, I ween, was the only ship I ever had seen.
Was the only ship I ever had seen.
But that kind of ship so suited me that now I am the ruler of the Queen's Navy.
But that kind of ship so suited me that now he is the ruler of the Queen's Navy.
I grew so rich that I was sent by a pocket borough into Parliament. I always voted at my party's call, and I never thought of thinking for myself at all.
He never thought of thinking for myself at all.
I thought so little, they rewarded me by making me the ruler of the Queen's Navy.
He thought so little, they rewarded me by making him the ruler of the Queen's Navy.
Now, landsman all, whoever you may be, if you want to rise to the top of the tree, if your soul isn't fettered to an office stool, be careful to be guided by this golden rule.
Be careful to be guided by this golden rule.
Stick close to your desks and never go to sea, and you all may be rulers of the Queen's Navy.
Stick close to your desks and never go to sea, and you all may be rulers of the Queen's Navy.
When I Was a Lad, from Gilbert and Sullivan's HMS Pinafore, as sung by George Baker with the Glyndebourne Festival Chorus and the Pro Arte Orchestra led by Sir Malcolm Sargent. Many operas, operettas, and musical shows have featured soldiers and sailors, an honorable profession, and we must always acknowledge their service. However, in Wagner's Die Fliegende Holländer, or the Flying Dutchman, we encounter a most happy collection of sailors who are, well, not much interested in performing their duties, and they shout for the helmsman to leave his wheel and come drink with them. The Sailors' Chorus from Wagner's Die Fliegende Holländer. We heard the Leipzig Radio Chorus with the Staatskapelle of Dresden as led by Silvio Varviso. A hugely popular operetta a century ago was The Chocolate Soldier by Oscar Strauss. We find Nadina, a woman with very definite ideas about the kind of soldier she admires. She's being wooed by Boomerly, who to her mind does not qualify. Nadina is Risa Stevens, and the persistent soldier is Robert Merrill.
To tell the truth, I never knew there were heroes such as you.
Really, I am not unsightly.
But you act most impolitely. To tell the truth, you will not do. Heroes never were like you.
Now I know you're only chaffing.
Such a soldier sets me laughing. A soldier is brave, sir.
That am I.
Two ladies a slave, sir.
That am I.
His foes all affrighting, his sweetheart delighting.
I affright, I delight.
A soldier must fight, sir.
When he must.
Be he wrong or right, sir?
I am just.
His sword he draws first, so for blood he does thirst, sir.
I am first, and I thirst.
I am.
In battle I'm a soldier brave.
Oh, yes, a chocolate soldier man.
Chocolate soldier man, you're far too sweet and pretty. Oh, you funny chocolate soldier man, for you I feel great pity. Oh, you silly chocolate soldier man, just made to please your missus. So sweet your man. your full-grown maiden's kisses. Oh, you little chocolate soldier man, you're far too sweet and witty. Oh, you funny chocolate soldier man, for you I feel great pity. Oh, you silly chocolate soldier man, just made to please your missus. So sweet you melt, if you ever felt a full-grown maiden's kisses.
I am a warrior by trade, and not a soldier heaven made. I studied shooting, practiced riding, I studied fencing, fate deciding. I am a warrior by chance, and not a hero of romance.
To tell the truth, I never knew there were heroes such as you, in flight a coward safely seeking.
I can't believe what you are speaking.
A soldier is brave, sir.
That am I.
Two ladies a slave, sir.
That am I.
His foes all affrighting, his sweetheart delighting.
I frighten, I brighten.
A soldier must fight, sir.
When he must.
Be he wrong or right, sir.
I am just.
His sword he draws first, sir. For blood he does thirst, sir.
I am first, and I thirst.
I.
In battle I'm a soldier brave.
Oh, yes. A chocolate soldier man. Oh, you little chocolate soldier man, you're far too sweet and pretty. Oh, you funny chocolate soldier man, for you I feel great pity. Oh, you silly chocolate soldier man, just made to please your missus. So sweet you'll melt if you ever felt a full-grown maiden's kisses.
The duet, The Chocolate Soldier, from The Chocolate Soldier by Strauss. Risa Stevens and Robert Merrill sang with an orchestra conducted by Lehman Engel. We turn to medicine for our last profession. There is a delightful song by Cole Porter called The Physician, and that's from a show called Nymph Errant, which premiered in London in 1933. We will hear Julie Andrews as a patient who has had an obviously most successful house call from her doctor. I suspect few of us have had an examination like this.
Once I loved such a shattering physician, quite the best-looking doctor in the state. He looked after my physical condition, and his bedside manner was great. He said my bronchial tubes were entrancing, my epiglottis filled him with glee. He simply loved my larynx and went wilder a-harynx, but he never said he loved me. He said my epidermis was darling and found my blood as blue as could be. He went through wild ecstatics when I showed him my lymphatics, but he never said he loved me. And though no doubt it was not very smart of me, I kept on racking my soul to figure out why he loved every part of me. And yet not me as a whole. With my esophagus he was ravished, enthusiastic to a degree. He said 'twas just enormous, my appendix vermiformis, but he never said he loved me. He said my vertebrae was sojourner, he called my coccyx plus que gentil. He murmured Malta Bella when I sat on his patella, but he never said he loved me. He took a fleeting look at my thorax and started singing slightly off key. He cried, "May heaven strike us," when I played my umbilicus, but he never said he loved me. He seemed amused when he first made a test of me to further his medical art.
Yes?
Yet he refused when he'd fixed up the rest of me to cure that ache in my heart. And so he lingered on until morning. Yet when I tried to pay him his fee, he said, "Why, don't be funny. It is I who owe you money."
But he never said.
He said he really thought a lot of my medulla oblongata and my pancreas and sternum made him sing a wild cantata. When I shook my pelvic girdle, well, he did a double hurdle.
Your appendix.
Just tremendous.
Cerebellum.
Simply swellum.
But he never said.
He loved my sinuses and spleen and every organ in between. And yet he
never said.
The Sophisticated Wit of Cole Porter. Julie Andrews and Cora sang The Physician, with orchestra conducted by Lenny Hayton, which concludes today's program of various professions in opera, operetta, and musical shows. Our producers are Sydney Gillard and Becky Neistat. I welcome your comments at wfmt.com/ariesandsongs. Click on to podcasts, open the program, and leave a message. This is Larry Johnson, noting that next week I will observe the 100th birthday anniversary of the artist known as the First Lady of Song, Ella Fitzgerald. That's next time on Arias and Songs.